Boy or girl? That's the first question we ask about new babies, new puppies, and newly found fossils. Fossils? Yep, experts can tell if an ancient Egyptian mummy or a prehistoric human was a boy or a girl just by looking at the skeleton. Here's how they do it. The human skeleton offers insight into a person's life. It will show the signs of disease, malnutrition, and injuries, as well as aging and sex. Experts can identify a skeleton's sex by looking at two key areas, the skull and the pelvis. Male skulls tend to be larger than female skulls, with heavier bones and a larger brain case. On the face area, there are bigger brow ridges, thicker jaw bones and cheekbones, and the chin is more square than a female's chin, which is generally more pointed. On the other hand, well, not hand, there's the pelvis. The female pelvis is shaped like a wide oval bowl with a large opening at the top and a slightly smaller opening at the bottom. If a female has had children, the pelvis will also show this. The male pelvis is more narrow generally, and the opening at the bottom is more heart-shaped than oval. Experts also use this type of information during forensic investigations. While the eyes may be the window to the soul, the skeleton offers experts a view into a human life. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Sylvia Pambukian with help from Mark Braun in the Medical Sciences program. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.